everyone, welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Claire Solon.
And me, Georgie Crawford.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of laughs and lovely wide smiles thanks to our favourite toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultra.
Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works, and it will help you feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments where you want to smile like you mean it.
Hi sis.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I think I want to give you full transparency. I've had a cry today.
Me too.
Oh my God, and that's why we're soul sisters.
I always feel like we show up in the same state, or maybe it's a reflection of each other. Once you say you've cried, I'll say I've cried.
Even if you haven't, you will stand in solidarity with me. I feel it's weird. It's crying, I feel like I have shed a skin, or I've exercised. Like, I do feel I've exercised a demon, or I've exercised my body.
Do you?
Yeah. And actually, if you were to look at my, if you're looking at my internet tabs that I have open, one of them is cortisol in tears.
Mm.
Because just before I jumped on, I was like, right, I want to tell Georgie and the gals that I've had a cry, but I also want to make it sort of positive. And there was something on Instagram the other day that was, oh, you know the way when a reel pops up, you jump on and you're like, oh, I'm interested in that. And then boom, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it was something like POV, don't forget there's cortisol in tears. And I was like, okay, I have to read into this. So I've looked it up. Cortisol levels in tears. Emotional tears contain high levels of cortisol and adrenaline than other types of tears. That doesn't make a huge amount of sense to me, but let's read on. Crying and cortisol levels. Crying can help relieve stress by removing cortisol from the body through tears, triggering a decrease in the cortisol production in the body and activating the parasympathetic nervous system, which can reduce distress and induce positive emotion.
Wow, love that. Do you remember I was telling you, look, I go to the gym with no makeup on. I would go to the shops with no makeup on. Well, I went to the gym without makeup on the other day, delighted with myself, until I bumped into someone I know. And then I was like, I was not only lying to Claire, I was lying to myself. I was so embarrassed.
You couldn't even, did you find it hard to make eye contact with them? You're just like.
I was walking backwards while putting on a hat. So this gorgeous girl, Amy, she's a soul sister, came up to me and was chatting to me. And I was like, the whole time in my head, I was just like, I can't believe I told Clara that I was comfortable talking to people with no makeup on. I'm a liar. I'm a fraud. So that was a real test from the universe, and I failed epically. I went to see Ryan Holiday in the convention centre on Friday. So Ryan Holiday, the author of The Obstacle is the Way, The Stoic Life, he was on The Good Glow earlier this year. He had 2,000 people in the convention centre coming to see him.
Wow.
So myself and Jamie headed in with Shane and his girlfriend Rebecca. We met Shane through the Good Glow trips to New York. He was our MVP on our New York trip. Anyway, so we sat there and we listened to Ryan for 2 hours, and there were so many takeaways. But one of the most interesting things that I connected with, and I hope I get this right, is that he was like, be the verb, not the noun. So don't say I am wise. I am getting wiser every day.
Okay.
Don't say I am fit. I am getting fitter every day. Don't say I am healthy. I am getting healthier every single day. And it was like, wow, don't we categorize people? And then I think that's how the kind of perfectionist labels come on people. Like, we might look at Jerry Hussey and be like, Jerry Hussey has it sussed. Like, he's so wise. He knows it all. He's got the perfect life. Whereas if you actually speak to Jerry, he'll say, if I'm not doing the work every single day, I can't be the person I am. You know, we'd look at Jerry and go, oh, he's done the work. He's amazing. He's doing the work every single day. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was so interesting. Like, we put people on pedestals and we say, you know, they've done it all. They have it sourced. Why can't I be like them? But usually these sort of people that we idolize are doing the work every day, or are, you know, like your guru, for example.
Yeah.
I presume that he's not like, you know, I'm a guru, I know it all, and I don't need to continue learning every single day.
Every single, and he only said it on, he said it on Zoom. I do a class with him twice a month on a Saturday morning, and he has about 100 people on it. And he said that he was telling us about his trips to holy places. He sleeps for about 2 hours a night on occasion because he always gets up and makes time for prayer. And wow. He said himself, it's a hard life. I know it's a hard life, but it's the adventure I choose. And he's always pushing himself to be better. And look, that's what's kind of going on for me in this season of Soul Sisters. You know, like, I'm back from India now. I'm back a week. It's been a really rough week. Coming back from really high vibrational energy up in the Himalayas to back into London, back into life. I feel at this stage, I'm like, I've done a lot of work. Life should be peachy. I should be like, woo, all right. So where do I sign? I'm finished. This level is complete. And then something else throws you back in.
Mm.
More healing takes place. And there's a period of tiredness, sadness, despondency. And then the tears come. And then there's a break. And you're like, okay, when the tears come up and come out, I am healing. I am not healed.
Yeah. Ooh, I love that. So are you saying doing the work, we shouldn't bother in the first place?
I'll tell you what it is with the work, right? When you start, don't think you're ever going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that at times can be quite overwhelming.
I love that. Okay, so some other really cool things that he said. Struggles give you the power to be who you were supposed to be.
Totally believe that.
And the last thing I'll leave you with from Ryan Holiday, and I think this was, I don't know why I wrote this down. I think because I think a lot of people are suffering with frustration and a bit of anger at the moment. I think the world is so, I feel like it's so black and white. There doesn't seem to be any sort of in between anymore. This really brave guy stood up and he said, Ryan, how do you deal with anger? And I thought, whoa, that was, first of all, so brave. Second of all, 80% of the audience were young males.
Wow.
And Ryan said, I don't think you can be anger free, but you can do less things out of anger.
Oof.
So that moment before you become angry, you have a choice to stop yourself. And I think that's a lovely thing for people to hear, that we're always trying to cure ourselves. You know, that person is trying to become anger free. But I think if we can remind people that you may not be ever anger free in your life, but you can do less things out of anger. You always have the choice, and to be mindful of that at all times.
Love that. And you know what's, that's reminded me. So since I got back from India, I feel like social media is speaking to me. I feel like the lessons and the wisdom that I need to see right now are coming to me. So the right videos and the right reels and stuff are just presenting themselves to me. And I can't remember the guy's name, but he was the most recent guest on the Rich Roll podcast. And what he said was, do not ignore your triggers. Therefore, the things that make you angry, they are your signposts. So, you know, when we get triggered, if it's in traffic or if it's with colleagues or family members, it's like, back away, you know, or drink or eat or whatever, try and dull it. Those triggers, those rushes and flushes to anger are pointing you in the direction of stuff that's inside you that hasn't been healed.
Mm.
A trauma that needs addressing, so that if you address it in 6 months, you won't find the same thing as annoying. That colleague in your office who wrecks your head won't even touch the sides.
I love it.
So do I. I'm so happy to hear that the majority of the audience were male.
It just made me think. And another point that he made is that males are now finding it really hard to find inspiring males. So we've got Andrew Tate, Conor McGregor, Donald Trump, like all of these people that have such huge platforms, and they're the wrong people for our sons and the young boys of the world to be following. Like, how do people like that have such a big platform?
They are manifestations, human manifestations of the world's anger, the world's frustration, the world's toxicity. The world needs Donald Trump in the White House because that's the state of mind the world is in.
Mm.
And here's something that I heard from a really learned person this morning, because I am, as most of us are, particularly as women, feeling so distraught at the idea that he's in for another 4 years. But actually what this person said to me this morning was, we need Donald Trump to push the boundaries. Like, he talks nonsense. If you think about what you often say, Georgie, first the
pain, then the waiting, then the rising. We're in the pain.
We're in the pain. I'm on the Netflix. Jeez, telly's good at the moment, isn't it?
Mm.
Bloody hell, it's wall-to-wall great TV. I'm obviously watching Bad Sisters. I was going to say Soul Sisters. Bad Sisters. On Apple TV at the moment. Actually, it's only like I've only watched the two episodes that they've released.
I've never seen it.
A moment of silence for a terrible decision by you. But also very jealous because you have series one. You should make it your business.
Is Bono's daughter in that?
Eve Hewson. Oh God, she's
she's a gem, isn't she?
Do you know that I saw him, a quote from him about her when she was coming up, like it must have been maybe 2 years ago, two years ago. And he was like really gushing for Bono, you know, because he's such a cool dude. He was absolutely gushing about her. He was just like, oh, she is exceptionally talented. And I just thought, isn't that just lovely to hear? You know, because it's hard for kids of superstars and rock stars and actors. Like, they're always in the shadow. But he was just like, Simba, you know?
Yeah. Can actually, just before we move on, just talking about Irish talent. Eve was in The Perfect Couple. Have you watched that on Netflix?
Yes, loved that. Yeah.
And how funny was Jack Rayner in it as well?
He was brilliant as well. Yeah.
Big fan of him. I've interviewed him a few times back in my radio days. But what I thought was so interesting this week, right? So in the morning, sometimes I'll either listen to, go on, give us the station you do the voice for.
98FM and that.
Yeah. So I'll either listen to Brendan and Rebecca on 98FM because they give me pure joy. They are so funny. I remember once they were doing a link last year and people were talking about funny things that happened on their driving test, right? And this fella rings in, or maybe it was a girl, I can't remember. I'm going to ask Brendan for the clip to play it next week on this. It's so funny. And the driving instructor went, and continue on straight ahead. You know the way they do that in your driving test? So the person, there was a driveway. They drove into the driveway. Instead of just continuing down the road, like straight ahead was someone's driveway and they drove in. Anyway, it was so funny. I love radio for moments like that. But sometimes I listen to the Chris Evans breakfast show.
Oh, yeah.
And for all the Soul Sisters, you know, we're all here because we're into the bits and bobs, as we call it. But Chris Evans is really into wellness. He's really into like trail running, you know, going deep, and his breakfast show is almost like a wellness show, which I love. So what I thought was so interesting this week is that he sent his team, so his amazing producers, off to interview Denzel Washington for Gladiator, and he interviewed Paul Mescal himself. His team took the Denzel interview and he did the Paul Mescal interview. Like, sorry, can we take a moment to just acknowledge how much of a big deal Paul Mescal has become and how humble he has remained?
Yeah, he talked about that in the interview as well, didn't he? He was like, my team would tell you I'm a man on the edge.
Yes, I loved that moment. And I just wish that I was in the room for that, because I would have been like, what, give us an example. Like, is he an anxious guy? Like, what's going on with him?
Ah, now hang on a second. You can surely see how anxious he is.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, like he is. God love him. And look, fame has made him anxious.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? He was always probably like on the quiet side of life. And then, you know, fame is a beast.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ, it's hard being in the UK because so many people say Paul Mescal. I'm actually flat out running around after people going, it's Mescal! Right, I've sent you a photograph. It is now time to look at that photograph.
Okay. Ooh, what could it be? Right. A book that has fallen kind of out of your bookshelf.
Okay, so this is interesting, right? I walked back in the door from India last week and we recorded a podcast. And I sat down and did that and, Jesus, two shits to the wind. I didn't know which way was up. And so I just got into my gaff, kissed my cat, recorded the podcast, retreated to the bath, went to sleep. The next day, I was working from home and I walked into my lounge and I looked up at the bookshelf and I went, wait a second. Before I went to India, I was getting messages after messages after messages from above, from who knows where, from my own intuition. Pick up the book on intuition. You have a book on intuition, read that book. When I tell you I looked for it, I looked for it. I looked in the two or three places where I keep books in my home and I couldn't find it. And I came in from India and on the Tuesday after I arrived home, The Life-Changing Power of Intuition by Emma Lucy Knowles was sticking out.
Wow.
Tune into yourself, transform your life. So I am reading this book right now and I am maybe a quarter of the way through. So I will check in with you probably next week and give you a recommends on it. But so far, so good. Big thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only removes surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra's unique formula goes beyond the surface to remove deep stains and deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days. So let's do our reasons to smile. Georgie, what's yours this week?
Okay, so you're going to love this story. So I was just in Dunn's.
Where else?
So I went to a towel and I struck gold because she fell asleep in the car in the way. And that means I get a peaceful half an hour whip around without her looking to eat everything and pull things out of the trolley, blah, blah, blah. So I clipped her into her buggy, ran around, was throwing everything into the bottom of the buggy, arrived at the checkout at the exact same time as another lady. Like, we clashed. And I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You go ahead. And she goes, no, you go ahead. And we had this back and forth and she goes, no, honestly, you go ahead. I was like, my kid is in her buggy asleep with a little teddy all in one onesie on. She looks so cute and she's getting me, you know, higher up the queue here. So I was like, thank you so much. I said, I actually have a meeting at 3 and I'm in such a rush because I'm afraid I'm going to miss it. And that was this podcast with you. And the people in front of me in the queue who'd been standing there for like probably 5 minutes already at this point, heard me saying that, started reversing their trolley and said, you go ahead of us.
No.
And I was so embarrassed. I was like, no, 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 no. And they go, honestly, we're not in a rush. You've got a meeting at 3. You go ahead of us. So I stood there and I said, thank you so much. And I unloaded all my shopping onto the belt And out of the corner of my eye, I saw something. And I said, I'm going to buy them this as a thank you. And what was it?
Go get Maxwell and Crowley.
Wouldn't that have been the perfect end to the story?
Don't say it was chocolate.
It was the Terry's chocolate orange. I was like, they should put the toothpaste at the tills. So I reached over and I bought a little Terry's chocolate orange. And when I packed up all my shopping, I turned around and I said, thank you so much for letting me skip the queue. Here's a little present from me to you. And off I trotted back from my meeting.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
So that was my reason to smile. Actually, I couldn't stop smiling. I was like, this is a place to go if you want some joy, human connection. Forget about the 40-footers, Sandy Cove swimming.
But you know what you did as well? You asked for what you wanted. Because I was not going to say to you, you did not have to mention the meeting. Like you'd gotten your place in the queue, but you gave a reason why you were in a rush and people were like...
They parted. The sea parted.
Yeah. Holy smokes. But honestly, Colgate toothpaste at the tills. Seriously.
Seriously. And it's half price in Dunn's this week. So walk, don't run.
In case you haven't heard, lads, Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works. It will help you feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments where you want to smile like you mean it.
So I'm going into full show mode now. We've got our show on the 1st of December. I said to Jamie the other day, something about a month to the show. And then Jamie was like, it's in 2 weeks. I was like, what? What do you mean? It's in December. We're in November. He's like, oh, November's nearly over.
Oh my God, I feel sick.
So I've been getting so many messages from people. What time does the show start? Trying to book my lunch, trying to book dinner. The show starts Sunday, the 1st of December at 5 p.m. and we're going to run until 6:45. The guests are booked. They're lined up like they have been for weeks, but we're chatting to them. We're on the Zooms. This show is going to be, I would say, full of heart and soul. I'm very excited. And I'm going off this week for a little writing week. Now I will be home every single day. I'm not going off to the mountains or something.
That's very exciting. I've booked my flights, by the way. I'm coming home.
What are you?
Yeah. Oh my God. Am I not on the guest list?
Oh my God. Of course you are. But I didn't want to ask you again and again if you were actually going to come.
No, I know. I have form of saying I'll be there and I haven't been in previous times. So I'm sorry. I'm changing that. Eileen Solon, the OG Soul Sister, and I are coming. Mm. And check out this for cuteness. My Indian retreat gals are going to meet before and have lunch. So we're having lunch as a gang because we're all going. And then I'll meet Eileen and we'll go to the show in the NCH. Oh,
well, you will be on the balcony with Dew and Nini and Sam and Sophie and Kira. Mick, my other brother, is always backstage with me. Yes. And we're going to have a whale of a time. And I can't wait to tell you who the guests are. I'm going to tell you right after this podcast.
Oh, great. Sorry, everyone.
What is your recommends?
LeBron James, guys. There's a hint. Starting Five is a 10-episode Netflix documentary series that follows the 2023-2024 NBA season through the lens of five of the league's biggest players. Now, first of all, I really love a fly-in-the-wall documentary. Love the sports documentary. So we watched the golf one. I've watched the Simone Biles one, the gymnastics and stuff. I knew LeBron James, and I think I'd heard of Jimmy Butler, but I didn't know the other guys who are on this documentary. But do you know what I absolutely loved about it? Watching people do what they love and they're passionate about for a living. And that is not all of the materialism. So it's not their big cars or their big houses or their lovely families. It's actually just watching them train, watching them practice and seeing how much they love it. Like LeBron James is old now in terms of a professional sports career, but he's still going and he's still up there with the best of them. Really inspiring. Great watch.
Well, I think if you're doing the work, you're really interested in sports documentaries because it's all about mindset. That's why I love them so much.
That's a good point. Yes.
So my Netflix recommends this week is the Martha Stewart documentary.
Yes.
Have you watched it?
No, but I've heard it recommended elsewhere. Tell me.
So it's 2 hours. Martha Stewart is obviously the OG influencer. Mm-hmm. Like when you watch this, she went to jail even at one point. But when you, so you know the way like in Stoicism, and I know this from Ryan Holiday, people would often say like Stoics have absolutely no emotion and, you know, rule with an iron fist. Like that's actually not what Stoicism is. So if I didn't know what Stoicism actually was, I would say she was very Stoic. She's so emotionless. She finds it really hard once she finishes answering a question to the camera to keep retain eye contact. And I'm only halfway through it because it's 2 hours long, but oh my God, put this on. It's remarkable. If you're interested in people watching, studying people, stick this documentary on and send me a DM during the week and let me know what you think.
Do you think she finds hard to remain in eye contact because it's not her? Like she's playing a role.
I feel like she's been so incredibly hurt in her life that she can't.
Whoa.
She finds it really hard to be vulnerable, I think.
Because if you think about what she is, she's like America's housewife. Like she's that perfect Stepford wife. So perfectionism must be a huge part of who she is and was.
It's absolutely brilliant. Actually, do you know what I want to, I'm going to ask the Soul Sister something here because I need advice this week. So you know the way I'm like a morning person. I love getting up in the morning. And I've spoken to a few people in real life about this. So now I lie in bed until Tally wakes up because I'm afraid to put on my alarm. She's still in my room. I'm afraid that if I wake up at 6, then she's going to wake up at 6. Mm-hmm. So like loads of mums that I've spoken to, we just literally lie there until our kids wake up at like 7:30. And I'm like, I've stuff to do. So if anybody listening knows how I can wake up without setting an alarm and get out the door into my kitchen and start my day without waking the whole house, like please send me some tips.
Okay, hang on. Let me just think about that for a second. If you put your alarm on, like choose a really quiet little alarm and keep it under your pillow, is it going to be muffled enough that it won't wake her? So say tomorrow morning, you're going to say alarm goes off and you roll really gingerly out of the bed and out of the room and see what happens.
Like roll all the way to the kitchen.
Yes.
Obviously. Like tumbles or sideways rolls.
I say sideways rails.
Oh, I love it. Well, loads to digest there, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to leave us with one more quote from Ryan Holiday, which really stuck with me. He said, "The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing."
Okay, hold on. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing.
So somebody was asking him about following their dreams, getting distracted, ooh, procrastination. And Ryan Holiday simply said, the main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. That's, I was like, whoa.
Really good. So your big dream, do not let yourself get distracted by people, by things, by your job, by your family.
So I think a good thing to do would be to establish what your main thing is professionally and what your main thing is personally. And they're the two things you're focused on at all times.
Very nice.
So that's it from another week of Soul Sisters. A huge thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra for all the support this season. As I said, I was in Dunn's today and I saw it's half price. Do you know what? It's a good stocking filler, isn't it?
It's a great stocking filler. 3 days, whiter teeth, everyone's smiling.
Yeah, so that means we'd definitely be smiling by the December 28th when people are getting a bit grumpy.
Exactly. In that, what did I hear someone call it? Twixmas, I heard someone calling it.
Why?
I don't know, that week between New York. Goodbye, everyone. It's been lovely speaking to you. Bye-bye.